When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Tariffs added approximately $22.7 billion to the cost of U.S. imported goods through May. Through April, the U.S. imported $328.4 million worth of tea from all trading partners, representing a 3% increase compared to the same period last year. Assuming a base rate of 10%, U.S. wholesale and retail tea buyers would have paid as much as $32.8 million had tariffs been enforced for the entire month. May data for tea imports are not yet available on the USDA Foreign Agricultural Service's Global Agricultural Trade System database. The volume of tea imports through April from all countries totaled 68.4 million kilos, up 6% compared to January through April of 2024. The January and February volumes exceeded those of the comparable period in 2024, but declined starting in March. April volume was 17.1 million kilos, down by 2 million kilos from April 2024. The volume of Chinese tea imports year-to-date declined by 25% to 7.4 million kilos following a series of tariff increases beginning in February. The declared value of Chinese tea is down 14% to $40.5 million year-to-date. The average unit value declined to $5.50 per kilo, down from $6.40 per kilo during the first 4 months of 2024. The value of Vietnamese tea, meanwhile, year-to-date, has increased by 4% to $3.8 million on volume of 2.4 million kilos of tea. Assuming a base rate of 10%, U.S. wholesale and retail tea buyers would have paid as much as $380,000 in tariffs for Vietnamese tea. The base rate remains 10% until July 9th. After that, so-called reciprocal tariffs would increase significantly. Tea will mirror the global impact as import volumes decline, along with the value of goods coming from almost every country. Duties on Chinese goods reduced from 125% to 30% are by far the most severe, totaling $31.3 billion since 2018. The current duty on tea is 37.5%. Importers rushed to add inventory before the higher rates were suspended in April, but declines in volume suggest that pre-tariff rush to land goods has evolved into a wait and see. Tea still at sea on July 9th is subject to tariffs increasing from 10 to 50%. Major tea trading partners include Vietnam, with a 46% reciprocal tariff, Sri Lanka facing a 44% reciprocal tariff, Bangladesh 37%, Switzerland 31%, India 26%, South Korea 25%, and Japan 24%. Countries in the European Union face a 20% duty on tea. Tim Smith, a veteran tea retailer in Omaha, Nebraska, writes, quote, "We are already seeing product shortages in the market as importers have cut back or eliminated shipments until more clarity is provided. The longer this goes on, the more impact will be noted in the supply chain. Extended effects may deeply impact holiday sales if there are lags in shipments arriving," end quote. The Trump administration predicted trading partners would sign 90 bilateral trade agreements in 90 days, but thus far only the UK has negotiated a contract. This may result in the further postponement of the enforcement of reciprocal rates on July 9th. Business Insight. Meanwhile, coffee supplier J.M. Smucker, which owns the Folgers and Cafe Bustelo brands, announced it will increase prices to offset the Trump administration's 10% tariffs. CEO Mark Smucker told investors, quote, "The current U.S. tariff impact on green coffee is our largest exposure that we have to manage on top of navigating record high costs. We currently purchase approximately 500 million pounds of green coffee annually, with the majority coming from Brazil and Vietnam," end quote. Price hikes contributed to an 11% increase in net sales for U.S. retail coffee, according to Beverage Daily. Profit, however, was neutral year over year due to higher commodity costs. Smucker said that the at-home category remains, quote, "strong and resilient," end quote, accounting for 70% of all coffee drinking occasions. Iced teas, cold brewed teas, and ready-to-drink teas are undergoing a strategic transformation, evolving beyond their traditional roles as refreshment and caffeine delivery to serve a broader array of health and wellness goals. Brands are increasingly focusing on functionality as a new frontier for creating value and enhancing consumer appeal. Once dominated by messaging around energy, hydration, caffeine, and mental alertness, today's functional iced teas are evolving to support a broad range of health and wellness goals, a shift driven by both post-pandemic health awareness and the growing demand for clean-label food-as-medicine solutions. The idea of food-as-medicine has made transparency, natural sourcing, and function-driven formulations core expectations. Iced tea drinkers are actively seeking fewer ingredients, no synthetics, and recognizable superfoods and botanical inclusions in blends. Here are four key cold tea trends. Approximately 45% of shoppers expressed a desire for immune-supporting varieties. According to a Data Central Insight report, 43% of U.S. shoppers seek antioxidants in their tea refreshers, 32% seek probiotics, and 6% are seeking B vitamins. As a result, tea formulators are increasingly embracing functionality beyond just energy and alertness. Next, tea consumers are opting for flavorful and functional tea refreshers and tea lattes instead of coffee to reduce their caffeine intake later in the day. Matcha lattes account for a significant portion of matcha's five-year growth spurt, driven by convenience and the health benefits associated with this Japanese tea. A cup of matcha has about 70 milligrams of caffeine, which is double that of a brewed cup of tea, but half the 100 to 140 milligrams found in a cup of coffee. Next, an increasingly conscientious consumer base associates ethical production with product quality. Although the price premium for sustainability has decreased in dollar terms from 40% to 27%, iced tea brands with strong social and environmental credentials continue to command higher trust and loyalty, leading to repeat purchase behavior and non-price-based competitive advantages. Finally, consumers, particularly Generation Z and younger millennials, expect brands to show measurable social impact. This encompasses support for smallholder farmers, living wages, community reinvestment, and carbon offset initiatives. Marketing emphasizes its support for sustainable farming practices and water stewardship in sourcing regions. Business Insight. Read the full report on iced tea, cold brewed tea, and the fast-growing refrigerated tea segment, as well as ready-to-drink tea sold in cans and bottles, in the summer 2025 issue of Tea Journey magazine. Visit www.teajourney.pub. The inaugural two-day Paris Tea Festival this weekend, June 14th, 15th, offers an expansive program of immersive experiences, including tastings, tours, and demonstrations, as well as sessions on growing tea and stagings of cultural tea preparation rituals, alongside conference sessions and workshops. Events take place in several locations, including tea gardens in Paris and in Bigorre, France, on Saturday, June 14th. On Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., the exhibit hall and conference sessions will be held at the Maison International University campus. The event showcases 40 tea houses, primarily located in France. Major sponsors include Brita France, Solidarité, and Tea Magazine. Supporting partners including AVPA and Myosha in the Netherlands and Tea Journey Magazine. There are 50 exhibitors and 20 scheduled events. Speakers include Kevin Gascon with Camellia Sinensis in Montreal, adventurer Jeff Fuchs, who traveled the Tea Horse Trail, author Caron Rouzventre, who wrote Tea in China, Jeremy Tumen, and Patrice Rouviard, Elodie Morabito, and Hassan Erndur, who discusses tea in Turkey. Business Insight. Tea festivals are experiencing a resurgence worldwide. Maria Kochman inspired a legion of volunteers to organize the Paris Tea Festival, befitting a city long known for its appreciation of tea. Maria calls the event her, quote, crazy project, but Parisians will find the tours, tastings, and opportunity to explore tea culture inspiring. Maria, a tea sommelier and co-founder of the Tea Circle in Brussels, is a brilliant example of a tea super connector.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.